The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, has suggested that there will be cost of living supports again. Our reporter Lauren Gray has been asking the people of Dublin if they're still experiencing a cost of living crisis.
Today I had to dip into my savings, and my savings actually consisted of €20. So now I'm down to my last six, I would say. That was for lunch. I would say we're very much so still in a cost of living crisis. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. Rent is getting higher. Everything is increasing. And even though minimum wage and stuff has gone up, it's still, you're just on par with what it was before. So I don't really think I've seen any improvement. I'm sharing a house with three other girls at the moment, and the rent is fairly reasonable. I'm paying about £550 a month, but I mean, it's a shoebox of a room. And I'm sharing facilities with other people as well, and you know, it's not exactly the Hilton that I'd be staying in, so yeah.
Are we in a cost of living crisis, or do you think it's over?
No, I really don't think it's over now at this current moment in time. I suppose being a student, it's well documented how we get affected by this kind of thing. And I suppose I'm on placement in Dublin at the minute, and I'm having to live with my uncle, and I went through 3 years of college living with my granddad. So if I didn't have that availability there, I don't know if I would have been able to see out the 3 and a bit years of college that I did.
No, I would definitely say we're like still pretty slap bang in the middle of it. Like, I don't think much has changed. If anything, probably gotten a little bit worse.
I definitely don't think we're out of it yet. I think there's a lot more work to be done.
Yeah.
All right, just some people expressing their views, their opinions on the matter to our reporter, Lauren Gray, on the streets of Dublin a little bit earlier with me to discuss. Professor of Economics at Dublin City University, DCU, Edgar Morgenroth, and Socialist TD for Cork North Central, Mick Barry. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. Mick, should there be more cost of living supports in the upcoming budget?
Yes, there should, because as your Vox Pop gave a glimpse of, people are still hurting and very tight on this. I was looking at a poll there after your researcher rang me, which say that 12% of people reckon they have more money than last year, and that 60%, five times as many, say they have less money than last year. Now, I'm sure the point will be made by government spokespersons that the spike in prices has slowed down. But that's precisely the point. It's still going up, albeit at a slower rate, hasn't come down, and the increased prices of the last 2 years are baked in. And we see that in the supermarkets, and we see it in particular with mortgages. 10 interest rate hikes, one after the other. And yeah, there might be a cut in June, but they're talking about a maximum of 3 cuts by the end of the year, whereas there was 10 interest rate hike increases. So yes, it's still very much with us. And yes, supports are needed. Mm. We can maybe talk about what kind of supports, but I'll leave my opening comments at that.
Edgar Morgenroth, like I say, from DCU is with us. Edgar, is this something the government should be considering, an extension of the type of cost of living supports we've had in the last two budgets?
Well, first of all, I think it's important just to look at the data. And good afternoon to you and your listeners. We all know about inflation, but we've also seen wages rise on average. But if you look at price rises versus wage rises, prices have gone up faster than wages have gone up. So on average, people are worse off. That is an absolute fact. There are some groups in the economy, some sectors that seem to have had higher wage increases than inflation, and some of them are up quite a bit, but most are definitely down relative to the inflation. So that's the first thing. So yes, people in real terms are worse off than they were. That then raises the question as to what we do about it. Now, it is true that inflation has moderated, and we're now getting closer to the 2% target that the ECB sets. But that means that prices do go up still by 2%. Mick is quite right in this. So they don't go down. Now, eventually, maybe if we do get some cuts in the interest rates, then mortgages might come down. But again, they have gone up quite a bit. So I think that the basis here is correct as to what Mick was saying. So then the question is what you do about it. And there are obviously a few different things one could do about it. One is in relation to wages. That if wages caught up and exceeded wage rises exceeded price rises, then people would be better off. The other thing is, of course, to realize that the impact of all of this is different for different people. Those at the lower ends of the income scale suffer much, much more from inflation than those that have very large incomes. And if we are going to support people, I would argue that we should support those that are actually most affected, and that would be those on the lower incomes.
Mick, one aspect of the cost of living supports that we have had in the last couple of years has been their universal nature. So, I mean, the classic case of the millionaire getting the same energy credits as people on lower rungs of the socioeconomic ladder. If we were to extend them, should they be means tested? Should they be focused more?
I'm in favour of the universal payments, but I'm in favour of clawing back the gains that would be made by people at the very upper end of the spectrum by having a far more progressive nature to our tax system. And that would include increased taxes on corporations, but also increased income taxes on high net earners. Just want to track back to an important point I think Edgar made there, because I agree with him in pinpointing the fact that the core of the issue here is that wage rises have lagged behind price increases and well behind in the majority of cases. And if you're going to tackle this, that's the key issue. It's actually a good time for working people to put that issue on the agenda, because there is what, in terms of capitalist economics, full employment. There are labour shortages in the economy. There's demand for labour. And now is a good time for workers to organise, to join trade unions, and to put forward the case for pay increases, which at the very least match the price increases that we've seen over the last 2 years.
Well, I appreciate kind of your policy preferences, as you say, kind of wealth taxes, increase income taxes for higher earners, an increase in corporation taxes. I mean, that's unlikely to be the position of this government come budget 2025. And in the spirit of not letting perfection be the enemy of the good, would you not settle for a non-universal cost of living support package, one not paid out to millionaires?
No, I think because you're going to be getting into a means testing situation there, which drags everything out for a number of months further to that. There's a budget due to take place in October, and a general election due to be held quite possibly before Christmas. The judgment which every American president used to be a thing in American presidential elections, president would go before the voters and say, your living standards are higher than they were when I took office 4 years ago. Same applies here. Are people better off or are they worse off? Government have an opportunity to go again in the budget in October, but I think as things stand, while the cost of living supports were welcomed by people feel that they have not gone far enough and that they need to stay in place, and people's basic living standards need to be maintained. Yeah.
Edgar, and this is not Mick's position that there's kind of a universal payment full stop, as he quite clearly says, universal payment and then you claw it back with increased corporation taxes and a higher income tax for high earners. That's not going to be the case this upcoming budget. If the government were simply to implement universal payments, universal energy credits, universal cost of living supports, would that be a prudent use of the government's finances?
As often, there's sort of there's a bit more detail to be thought of here. Firstly, in relation to corporation tax, for large companies, they're actually going up. So that's one thing, because there's now a minimum tax rate has been agreed, and there's more coming from the OECD. So there's a bit of movement on that side. In terms of the targeting or not targeting universality of any support, we actually have an extremely progressive tax system, more or less of tax and wealth, social welfare system. It's one, if it's not the most progressive one in the OECD, it's probably second or third. So we have an extremely progressive system. And that works in terms of taxation, and it works in terms of social welfare payments. And they are targeted, and that's why it works. We can easily use that system to make sure that the people who really need things most get it, and that those that don't need it don't. So I'm kind of struck by this resistance to targeting. Maybe Mick doesn't really want to have higher earners not really get these benefits. Ultimately, they're coming out of their pocket and then going back in, which is kind of a very inefficient way of doing things. So targeting is certainly the best way to go about it.
Is that something that could be done quickly? I will go back to Mick on this, but I think one of the points he raised is that that would be a kind of a long and arduous process.
So what we have, a social welfare system, we have a tax system, and it is very progressive. So it doesn't actually take any time at all. I think that's a lame duck excuse.
There you are, Mick. Good news. We could do it quickly.
Any system that I've ever seen that involves cut-off points and means tests, whether it would be medical cards or anything else, I've always noticed that it takes longer than people would want, and it's stretched out over a period of time. Look, in terms of the wealth in this country, we have a situation where the banks and the financial institutions made profits of more than 5 billion euro last year. We now have 11 billionaires, two of whom, by the way, own and control more wealth than the poorest 50% of the population. The tax system may be progressive in a technical sense, but in terms of wealth taxes, in terms of those profits and those incomes, I think there's a big scope there to say the wealth is there to protect the living standards of people if we have a government that's prepared to go after it. And I think this government clearly don't.
Mick Barry, Socialist TD for Cork North Central. Edgar Morgenroth, Professor of Economics at Dublin City University. Thank you both very much for joining me. Why does the government just can't pay out on earnings? Like, if you make more than 100,000 a year, you don't get it. There's no need for a means test, wonders one listener. The interview from the streets, one lady said she had 20 euro in her account and took 14 euro out for lunch. The problem here is that people are used to the easy life and convenience. She could have gone to a supermarket and bought 3 to 5 lunches for the same price. If she is doing that for lunch, she's doing that for everything. 2 to 3 taxis on a night out, going from venue to venue, takeaway once or twice a week, looking after your sense, and the euros will look after themselves, is the advice from that listener.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.